This week's mailbag comes to us from Robin. I was getting ready to do my Sunday basket, but started scrolling through Facebook first, dragging my feet even though I wanted to do my basket. I then ran across Monique getting the live class ready. So for the first time, I did my basket with the live group. Wow, way easier than doing it on my own. Even easier for me, for sure, than the live replay. Thank you so much for all of the Organized 365 products and services. I am the kind of person who needs lots of patience and repetition, both to learn something new and specifically with behavior changes. So grateful.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, the paper solution is finally here. Virtually run to your favorite book retailer and get your copy. The paper solution is the proven step-by-step guide for what to shred, what to save, and how to sort all the paper you've been saving in boxes, bins, piles, and files. 85% of the papers you saved can be purged. The paper solution will hold your hand as you start your own big paper sort and your weekly Sunday basket routine. In celebration of the paper solution book launch this month, I'm going to deep dive into the 15% of papers you'll want to save. Only, I don't counsel you to save them in files. We are ditching the filing cabinet and storing our savable papers in organized, portable binders. America is a paper-based society. We can have less paper, but we will never be paperless. Listen as I dive into another paper pile to help you get it sorted. Are you ready for binder number 4? It's a good thing that we have 5 Fridays in the month of August, as I have 5 different binders that I want to deep dive into with you from the paper solution. So we're following through the binders that are inside of the book, The Paper Solution, that was just released this month by Penguin Random House. And this week, we're going to be talking about your household operations binder. Now, very few of you probably have a household operations binder or have even thought about having a household operations binder. But if you do have one similar to what I'm talking about, then you most likely were a teacher or an educator of some type in the past. And that is where my idea from the household operations binder came from. I am a child who that as soon as I knew that women could have babies, I wanted to get married and be a mom and have babies and raise kids. I mean, as soon as I was 12, I took the Red Cross babysitting course and learned CPR so I could become a babysitter. My first babysitting job, I think I was 12 years old and one day old. Started babysitting as soon as I was 12. And the only job I had in high school and college that was not babysitting was I worked at a baby nursery store. It was like a boutique store where when you were pregnant and came in, we would design your entire nursery for you from bedding. I would go and to women's nurseries and I would set up the cribs and get the houses ready for babies. And then I went to college, got married, and I had babies, and I became a teacher so I could take care of other people's kids. And then I took care of my own kids. And I love kids. And I truly love kids. Like, it's not like I wanted to babysit because it was good money, which it was. But I wanted to babysit because I wanted to play with the kids. I wanted to play. I would make Play-Doh and we would play chalk and we would play hide and seek and I would rearrange kids' rooms. And when I was a professional organizer, I loved to organize children's bedrooms and organize nurseries. And when I was a teacher, I loved to organize other teachers' classrooms and organize lesson plans. And I taught preschool first and I had 42 bins and in each bin was a different theme. So the teddy bear theme and the fire theme and the dinosaur theme. And I would buy all these different toys and games and storybooks and things that we would do for all these different themes. So when I had children and when I came home and my children were, I was home with them. I was working from home, but I was their mom. I loved redoing the bulletin boards every month and decorating my classroom thematically. So I decorated my house like it was a classroom, not bulletin boards, but like, I mean, I had apples up in September and pumpkins up in October, and we had Christmas, and then we went to snowmen in January and February, and then I had bunnies in the Easter. Like, I decorated for all of the seasons, and we did all of the cute art projects that I would have done at school, I did at home with my kids. And I created this thing called a household operations binder because back then, this is 20 years ago, there was the internet, but it wasn't what it is today. There was no Pinterest. There was no Facebook. I would read magazines. And when I would read magazines and it was an idea that was for a different season or my kids were too young for that idea, I would save that idea. And I saved magazine clippings or printed things out of email or online that I would find. And I had had all these papers related to fun things that I wanted to do with my family. And I put these in an operations binder. When I put them in my filing cabinet, I never did them. Like, for me, when papers are inside of a file, it's like they're gone. I will never see that again. So when that didn't work, I would keep things piled on my kitchen counter. But if you have an Easter idea and it is May, you're going to have that on your kitchen counter for 11 months before you're going to do it. Like, that's a long time to have a piece of paper on your kitchen counter so you don't forget to do it. So I would file it and then I would forget. You get the idea. So I decided to just do like I used to do with teaching, and I created a binder, kind of like a lesson plan book, and I just put tabs in there for all the different months, and I would sort all of the different ideas I had for the different months. And over time, I've refined the system and created what I call the Household Operations Binder. It has a lot more in there than just holiday seasonal ideas, but that's how it started for me. So if you're in the book, The Paper Solution, you're going to want to go to page 214, and you see there is a list of all the different papers that I gathered to put inside of my Household Operations Binder. In addition to those seasonal ideas, I also would put anything in there related to childcare and my children, pets, pet sitters, anything about my own personal homemaking, like menus and menu planning and grocery lists, cleaning logs, cleaning checklists, any kind of checklists or routine thing that I wanted. Also, like, I would come across great articles on how to remove tough stains, things like that. Anything related to me being a housekeeper would end up being in this binder. And then I would, as my kids got older, I added things like summer ideas and road trip plans and travel ideas. All those things would add in there as well. And having these things in a binder, instead of having them in files or in piles, helped me in two ways. One, it wasn't something that was inside of my Sunday basket where I just grabbed it out and did it and then it was done. This was more things that I did every year. And the area of my household operations binder that I refined year after year after year was we celebrate Christmas. And so for Christmas, it was my Christmas card list and gift ideas for everyone that we bought gifts for and our Christmas budget and the kind of foods that we wanted to make. And when I was younger, I would make gifts of food. I know it's hilarious because if you know me now, like, I don't even cook. But yeah, there was back when the kids were little, I cooked all the time and I would make pumpkin bread and sugar cookies. And whenever we went to this one party that we went to every year when the kids were little, my thing that I brought was always some new kind of cookie that I had made. And so I had all of those recipes in there as well. Another way in which I use my household operations binder is my mom is exceptional at sending out birthday cards and all kinds of cards, and she actually makes them all. Like, I used to make my cards too. Now I buy them from somebody who makes cards. I know how to make cards. It's fun. I like it. It's not a passion of mine. I might get back to it in the future, but at this season in life, I'd rather do a puzzle and watch TV at night than do cards. But I do like to send them. Like, I like to make sure that I don't miss certain family members' birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. So inside of the paper solution on pages 218 and 219, you have our important dates tracker. And remember, there are a lot of printables that you get for free with the purchase of the paper solution. So you'll find a cute printable that you can print out and add into your household operations binder there. Also, if you're ready to make your household operations binder, go ahead and turn to pages 220 and 221, and that will give you the different sections that you'll have inside of your operations binder. Mine is divided into like your general household information, what you need for your family, your pets, emergency information. Like if someone was going to watch your pets, watch your kids, or watch your house, what do they need to know? That's going to be in that section. And then I have sections for meal planning, house cleaning, household maintenance, and then all of those holidays and travel that I mentioned before. Having a household operations binder is not necessary. It's not a have to. I found that it was extremely helpful for me in my 20s and my early 30s as I was transitioning from being a child at my parents' house and college student in a dorm room into my first house and getting married and having children. I found the household operations binder really helped me with all of my ideas, where I wanted to keep things, and maybe more fun. In general, I am very task-oriented. I can get a lot of things done. I'm very goal-oriented. I'm really great worker at whatever my job is, but I love my jobs. I have always loved all of the jobs that I've done, and so when I have extra time, often I'll just work more. And I found that this to be very true in the pandemic. Like, even in the beginning, Greg does not like to work more. He's an excellent worker, but he does not want to work more. And in the first couple of weeks of the pandemic, when he was moved home to working from home with me and everything was shut down and the world was turned upside down, the timer would go off. It would be at the end of the workday. We'd go eat dinner and then we'd look at each other and be like, well, I guess we'll work some more. Like, because it was either that or TV. Like, we hadn't come up with any other ideas. And it was like March. So it was cold in Ohio. And so we just worked more. The household operations binder makes me more fun, gives me more ideas of things that I could do with my family that are fun. And while some fun does happen spontaneously, most doesn't. Like, think over the last 6 months, we've been home a lot. And any of the fun moments, some of the fun conversations definitely happen spontaneously, just sitting on the back patio, and then all of a sudden you're just laughing and talking for a long time. That kind of fun does happen spontaneously. But fun, you know, like we're going to go geocaching today, or we're going to go and drive to all of the within driving distance local parks, or we're going to go on a scavenger hunt and find these 20 things in the neighborhood. Those things take a little bit of planning, a little bit of foresight, and a little bit of focusing your energy, both for yourself and the people who are going to be doing those things. I think as we explore the next, you know, however many months, I hate to say year, but it could be a year of the pandemic, fun creation is going to come back to us. And in your home, there is someone who's generally the most fun and has the most ideas. And this household operations binder would give them a place to keep those ideas and organize those ideas. Sometimes we have time for 15 minutes of fun. Sometimes it's a Saturday and we're looking for a whole day of fun. Sometimes we have no money to spend on fun, but plenty of time. Other times we have a little bit of money that we've saved and we've got $100, $200, $400 that we can put towards fun and we can save up for those kinds of fun. A household operations binder is going to give you a place to store all of those wishes, hopes, and dreams, and a place to go to when you're bored instead of just scrolling the internet or going back to Netflix, Disney TV, or whichever your device of choice is. It'll give you a list to start. Greg and I have been watching a lot of TV, and I was thinking about, you know, I'd like to play more games. We don't have a lot of games, and board games are fine, but mostly when I'm playing a game, it's either with Greg or it's with Abby, it's with one other person, and board games with one other person aren't as fun. So we have a couple of games that we like. Othello is one. It's just black and white tiles that flip upside down. Mastermind is another one. I have the game Rummikub, which I love playing, so I grabbed those. And then I was looking around the house for the game Backgammon, and I remember playing the game Backgammon so much in middle school, high school, college. It was a little brown and white suitcase game, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So I just went on Amazon and I bought another one. So that's another thing, like your household operations binder can keep a list of all the puzzles you have, all the games you have, all the different card games you have. So if you don't want to go all the way in the basement or go behind the TV and look at all the games, you can just open up your binder and flip through and say, oh, you know what? We haven't played Risk, or I never taught my kids how to play Risk, and that was my favorite game growing up, and that's something that I'd like to dive into. So consider putting all of these fun ideas in one place. You're listening to this at the end of August, maybe, as it first comes out. As we get more into the later fall and winter months, I can see your household operations binder putting smiles on the faces of your family members, reminding you of the fun ideas that you had that we could do as the long, bright days of summer turn into the cooler days of fall and the long, dark days of winter. You'll be happy you had an operations binder to get you through those long days.